RSM Central's Form Express.
Welcome to the Form Express on this Wednesday morning at 11, or at 13 past 11, rather. We have got plenty of racing today. We start at Cranbourne in Victoria. The first at 10 past 12. We're racing on a soft six. First of all, let's get Dean Lester's best and his quaddie and player of the day.
Race three, number 12, In Yangani is my best. The best value has diminished a bit. Race seven, number 10, Jungle Jane. The quaddie, first leg, 5, 6, 7, 8. Second leg, 3, 6, 7, 8, 12. Third leg, 6, 7, 8, and 10. And the last leg, 1, 3, 6, and 8.
Love Dean this morning. Almost getting emotional about his tips there. Sam Freeman joined Racing Pulse this morning. He has Elusive Express in the first.
She's done everything right. She's, you know, had a few little barrier mishaps. But, in her work and everything, she's shown pretty nice ability for a filly that's probably bred to get out. Over a little bit further, albeit she is related to Condos Express, who's been quite sharp, but she's showing showing nice ability. She could get it a little bit wrong today, but I'd expect her to be one to follow going forward.
One to follow going forward. Currently $6.50 in early markets. Meanwhile, Archie Alexander joined Michael Felgate. He has Vendicette in the fourth.
She's sort of on the up, and we've always thought, when you get her over a bit more ground, which we saw last time, she was good. And last time it was quite hard on her. It was a very heavy testing track and she probably didn't love it. So I would like to think same distance, a bit of a better surface, she might improve.
All the form there for Cranbourne. Make sure you head to the website rsn.net.au or download the full Victorian form preview for Dean Lester's full selections. Let's now head to racing around the country. We'll start with Shane Montgomery, who is up doing the form for us at Canterbury today. Shane, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, all.
Now, in terms of your best and quaddy selections, where are we headed today?
Yeah, let's try and bookend them, but even though it's a small meeting and small fields, some of these winners do look hard to find. I thought in race six, the last, obviously, number eight, Confess, was worth a bet, making a Metropolitan debut. She did look the part at home. That was a Newcastle winner. Closing sectional suggested last start that the step up from 1,400 can be ideal today. So race six, number eight, Confess, and I'm hoping the best bet can be in the first, number two, Miss In Charge. Miss In Charge was resuming in what became a high rating race for the class at Warwick Farm last start. She struck traffic problems and did a good job to finish as close as the winner to she did. So hopefully she can do the right thing today, race one, number two, Miss In Charge. In the quaddie, the first leg, 1, 3, and 8. The second leg, 1, 6, 7, and 9. 3, 4, 6, and 9 in the third leg, and 1, 2, 4, and 8 in the last.
Shane, good luck today.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Shane Montgomery there from Canterbury. His best in the first there. Hopefully Huey Bowman can get us off to a good start on board Miss In Charge there. Let's head to Doomba now with Howard Walter. Howard, good morning to you.
G'day, Andrew. How are you going?
I'm going very well. Where are we headed today for your best and play of the day and a bit of a quaddie as well?
Well, let's start off in race number five. Number three, Tears of Love, trained by Matthew Cropp at Toowoomba. Now, he won first up at home by over three lengths, easy win carrying 58. Then at Ipswich, he had on-pace opposition. He backed up with a second win. So he's unbeaten this time in. This is his acid test. Rails out 11 metres, and when you go through the speed map, he looks like the only pace in the race. He's got barrier one, so I'm suggesting it's a soft lead, get things going, you know, before the turn, and he'll be hard to catch. He's won out to 1,880, so getting up to 1,660 looks ideal for now. So terrific run in front. Race 5, number 3, Tears of Love. And then in race 8, number 4, Beach Break takes my fancy. Now, this horse resumed at Eagle Farm and was a fair run, finished 8th. It wasn't too far away from the winners at the finish, less than two lengths. The key to this mare, 6 starts at Doom, 4 wins, 2 placings, and she's 3 for 3 track and distance. So although she hasn't won second up yet, this is the first time the Edmund stable has put her at Doom and over 1350 second up. She maps very similar to the favourite, but she's an each-way price. So I'll say race 8, number 4, Beach Break.
And a quaddie play as well there, Howard?
A quaddie, Andrew?
That'd be great.
Yeah, first leg 1, 3, 4, into 3, 5, 7, 10, 13, into 3, 6, 7, 10, 16, and then come home with 4, 6, 7, and 8.
Fantastic, Howard. Have a great day.
You too. All the best.
Howard Walter there up there at Doomben. To Murray Bridge now, Nadia Horn joins us. Nadia, good morning.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Going very well. Now, let us know your best of the day and a bit of a quaddy play as well.
Okay, look, the horses we're going to back. In race three, we're keen on the four Champagne Dreams, who is set to resume from a bit of a break. I do like the way that she's trialled up, and she does bring a bit of residual fitness from what we saw of her at her first campaign. So race three, number four, is the first of them. We then roll into race five, and we like eight Just Jazz here. Now, she's had a few chances, but she looks to be improving with every run, and she gets up to 1,400 metres in this race today. I don't think it's overly strong, and she's got the potential just to sit back off speed. Look, her last two ratings are clearly good enough to win this. So that's race five, the eight, Just Jazz. And the other horse we like comes up in race six. The five, Look, comes off of a last start win. That was at its third run back this prep, and it's 4 weeks between runs heading into this. Doesn't look to be a lot of speed in this race, so wouldn't be surprised if this horse decides to be right up there on tempo. Is lightly raced, but seems to be hitting its straps now, running to a new career peak at its most recent run off of what was quite a hot tempo. But it does look like it's still got a fair bit of improvement in it, and it did run some good late closing sectionals. So the three horses we like are race three, the four, race five, the eight, and race six, the five. And if you're having a quaddy today, we'll go 2, 4, 5, the first leg, 4, 5, 6, 11 in the second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9 in the third leg, and 2 and 12 in the last.
Good luck, Nadia.
Cheers, Andrew.
Nadia Horn joining us there from Murray Bridge. Belmont today in the west. Now Pete Anthony joins us. Pete, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Which way are we heading today with our best and quaddy?
Look, we'll go through three best. The quaddy is impossible, I have to say. The last three legs are genuinely raffles, and there's 10 races. So with a cutaway in play, anything could happen by the end of the card. But we'll start off in race four. Number four on Stylax. Look, there was no money for this horse on debut, but it got itself into an awkward position, wasn't suited versus the day, but still managed to clock the second fastest last 200 of the meeting. I just think it maps really well here. It gets the blinkers on. There's a little jockey change as well. I think it should be able to settle in the first couple. And look, the price has been well found. It did open up a bit longer, but the $2.90 I've still got above my rated price. So we'll start off in race four with number four in Stylax. Then go to race five, number five in Satin Black, another horse. Pretty similar comment. This wasn't suited at all there last start. Again, gets a jockey change, no speed at all in this race. Should be able to put itself into the first couple and running. And again, hopefully we're looking at horses that are settling on speed, being able to get the job done. So race five, number five in Satin Black, $5.50. Again, great price for that runner there. And then we'll finish off in race seven, the top weight here in Empire Reign, number one. Perfect map for this horse once again. Hasn't had any luck at all this preparation, and it's meeting clearly the weakest field it's come up against so far this prep. So for me, $5, more than happy to be taking that price on Empire Range for Danny Morton and Keshaw Duran. So hopefully we can land one or two of those there today at Belmont.
We're going field in the last three legs of the quaddy then.
Yeah, exactly. One out and then field, field, field. My comment for each of those races, or at least the first, was race eight, was impossible. So definitely field and race eight if you're playing.
Magnificent. Thanks, Pete. Good luck.
Cheers.
Harness racing tonight takes place at Echuca, the first at 5:04. Joining us is Luke Humphreys. Luke, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
I'm going well. How are we playing this meeting this afternoon, this evening?
Yeah, well, I think we can play with the best bid in the second event, number one, a treacherous out. The favourite, unfortunately, the price has already disappeared this morning. It's already been 230 down to 165 on the tab fix odds from a flux perspective, so it's only getting shorter. But look, it's probably the best placed horse in the program, in my opinion, from Darien 1 over the sprint and the 3-year-old Mayan. Two starts as a 2-year-old in the July of last year, both at Shepparton, was against the decent enough opposition, wasn't a disgrace, and had two trials to prepare for this. It's been second on both occasions at Shepparton and Bendigo, and was behind decent winners that have proved to be good horses in both trials. So race two, number one, the best, but unfortunately the price has already gone, so maybe if it gets out, you might want to get on, because, I think it's the best placed horse in the program, and as I say, it's already come down to a short enough price this morning. And a bit more value, race four, number three, Amber Alert. This is a horse that's got a bit of a barry draw advantage over some of her main dangers in the fourth event. So I thought she could make the most of that. Was down the track last start, but it wasn't a stronger race at Shepparton. So should appreciate this restricted event. Standing grade for this particular contest, and was third in a strong stronger races, Will of Bendigo, two starts ago. So one second over this. The course of this has had this level three start to go at the last win. They had the two grand launches, which was a bit of value. Getting a bit of a barrier draw advantage on some of the main rivals in the fourth event. The best race, 2, number 1. Value race, 4, number 3. Quaddy races, 5, 6, 7, 8. First leg, 2, 6, 7. Second leg, 2, 6, 10. Third leg, 4 and 8. And then 2, 6, 7, 9 last leg. So that's 2, 5 and 7. 2, 6, 10 into 4 and 8. Coming with 2, 6, 7, 9 of the last leg, which is at 8:30, Andrew.
Looking forward to hearing your dulcet tones tonight. Thanks, Luke.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks a lot.
Luke Humphreys there from Echuca. Harness racing tonight and the Meadows and Ballarat in the Greyhound world and the greatest tipster of all time. George Ferrugia joins us on this Wednesday morning. George, good morning to you.
G'day, Maisie. How are you?
I'm going well. How are we going to play today?
There's two that I like at the Meadows. We'll kick off in race 4, number 1, a Greyhound called Carla Veloso. Pardon me. I think she does her best racing at the Meadows. She's got a good PB on 30 and 20. I think she finds her race here, mate. So race 4, number 1. Also race 9, number 6, a greyhound called Nifty Nanga. Just starting off in his career. I like his first two wins. He was far from disgraced when he had a start at the Meadows on Wednesday, and I think on Saturday. And I think he finds a winnable race as well. So race 4, number 1, race 9, number 6, quaddy numbers 4, 6 and 8 into 5 and 8 into 1, 6, 7 and 8 into 3 and 6. Over to Ballarat tonight. I like one later in the program, race 11, number 4, greyhound called Pyro Cumulus. She's a lead finger at her best and can show some real speed. She's having a third run back from a spell, and she looks like she's come back in good order. The 390 suits her as well. It's a distance right up her alley, and I think she will win tonight, race 11, number 4. Body numbers, Maisie, 7 and 8 into 1 and 7, into number 8, 1 out, into number 3, 1 out. So just a $4 quaddy, but I think we can get it, and hopefully we can get some luck for the punters today.
Brilliant, George. All the best.
No worries, mate. Talk soon.
George Ferrugia there joining us with a bit of Meadows and Ballarat action in the world of greyhounds today. That is the Form Express for this Wednesday. Back